as you know, in my work, I talk about stages that we grow through. And in the first stage, we often feel like we'd be happier if we had more of something. So a lot of times we feel if we had more money, we'd be happier. Or if we had, you know, more love in our life, we'd be happier. Or if we had more fame or something more understanding, even some people, some spiritual seekers feel they just don't understand enough. So they go to teachers or they go to spiritual groups. So the first phase of our seeking is for more. And then when we get enough and we're still not happy in a deep and fundamental way, we want better instead of more. So now if we have enough money, now we want, you know, a nicer house or nicer clothes, or we want to purchase, you know, organic food instead of regular food. We want better. And or we have a decent relationship. We're not lonely, but we want a good kind of better relationship. We want a better relationship in our life. So maybe we would learn communication skills. And so in that second stage of wanting better, we improve our lives. But if you do that long enough, you also see that that doesn't lead to a kind of deep fundamental fulfillment. And the reason I'm talking with you, Stephen, is because I feel in your life you've achieved all of that. You've achieved not only enough of everything, but you've achieved improvement in everything. You have the best of the best. And yet, there's another stage, because at that point of kind of after you get enough in the first stage and after you improve it all, so you're really at the top of your game in the second stage, there's a whole nother dimension. And my experience is that our culture doesn't support this next step. And so a lot of people, like the recent celebrity suicides, have reached a kind of a externally perfect life or idealized life. And yet they're still not able to feel why they're alive. They're not able to source themselves in depth. And if they continue growing, the difference between what they intuit is possible, the depth or meaning that they intuit is possible, the gulf between that and what they're experiencing on a moment-by-moment basis grows. And it begins to feel like there's just stuff happening, that you're involved in obligations. You have obligations to run your business or obligations to take care of your family. And even though you might love your family and love your work, it just begins to feel like it's very superficial or meaningless. And so you're going through the motions. And no matter how good you are at those motions, they don't fulfill you in a deep, in a really deep way. And so the one way I talk about this in all humans, men and women, is that we have a more masculine and more feminine identity. The masculine identity in all of us identifies most deeply with a sense of freedom, of emptiness, of non-constraint. So the masculine in us either feels free or trapped. And the feminine in all of us, men and women, is identified with love or the flow of life force. And so the more masculine identified you are, and some women are more masculine identified with men, this is based on gender, and it could change over time and through one's life, one's self-identity. But if one is most identified with the masculine in their heart at any particular time in their life, then they subconsciously compare everything they're experiencing to a deep sense of freedom, a deep sense of unbound openness. And everything feels constrained compared to that. So having to get up in the morning, put on your clothes, simple things like that, can even begin to feel burdensome, like a constraint. And eventually, if their consciousness, their deep consciousness, continues to evolve, but they don't understand what's happening, experience itself begins to feel like a burden. So just feeling anything, noticing anything, paying attention to anything begins to actually feel painful. It's almost like just opening your eyes in the morning is painful. So what I wanted to address is, how do we move through that? How do we move beyond that? Because in my work with men, that's essential, that once they achieve everything they've always wanted, once they have the perfect relationship, once they have the perfect career or have achieved what they want to achieve, and it still feels so painful, life. In fact, the experience of anything feels like a constraint. It feels like a limit. It actually is a limit if you're not able to simultaneously feel a kind of depth dimension in your being.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.INFO.